Chapter 27. Early morning shed its light over the leafy canopy of far moss flower in the southwest. Spriggard tugged at the bowstring fastened around the tracker rat's neck.
Stir your stumps, you rogue. We've got to catch up with that fox. Mind now, you play us false and I'll let Ruler the Mad Mole loose on you. Right, me beauty. Forward march.
Off they went, Samkin stifling his laughter as the little mole maid muttered darkly to the trembling rat.
Poor, I'll chop off any tail and stuffer up your nose. Then I'll fetch some wild ants and let they dance in your ears. That's after I put girt globs of sticky mud over a vermin's head, of course. Hoor and har hoo.
Convinced that her ruler was truly mad, the rat led them on a straight course. This was confirmed from time to time as Spriggard found evidence of the other five trackers and death brush along the way. There was a short halt at midday for refreshment. Though supplies were running low, they managed a tasty little meal of apples, cheese, and some half-disintegrated oatcakes. Spriggard found a ready supply of insects buzzing around the surface of a small patch of marsh ground. Caked from snout to paw in mud, he wandered happily about, munching gnats, wasps, and other winged insects.
A very nice little selection hereabouts. Very nice.
The afternoon was well on by the time the rat led them up a hilly rise in the woodland. Samkin held the bowstring lead, walking up the tracker's side. On reaching the peak of the hill, the young squirrel tugged sharply on the string.
Get down, lie still, and be quiet,
he commanded the prisoner. Sensing the need for caution, a ruler and Spriggart bellied down, crawling through the loam to join him.
Yer, what be amiss, Samkin?
A ruler whispered. They followed the direction of Samkin's paw as he pointed downhill. Between the thickly wooded side of the slope, a glint of running water could be seen below.
The Great South Stream,
Spriggart whispered. The young squirrel concentrated hard as he sniffed the air.
Aye, that's probably it. But I'm convinced I can smell wood smoke and hear voices down there. What do you think, Arula?
The mole maid moved her head this way and that, wrinkling her dark button nose intently.
Or, you're right. What smoke and voices it be?
Samkin pulled an arrow from his quiver and held it point forward at the rat's throat.
This could be a trap. If you've played us false, then your seasons are finished as of now, rat.
The tracker swallowed hard, not daring to shake his head with the arrow tip stinging his gullet.
Death Brush wouldn't hang about lying traps. He only wants to get better for Rogow as quickly as possible. I told you, he'd be following the course of the South Stream.
Samkin looked across at the hedgehog.
What do you think, Spriggart?
The old hedgehog stood up quietly.
Well, we can't lay about here all day. That's how he goes down yonder and investigates. Roll over this way, rat.
The rat complied and was promptly gagged with a mouthful of leaves. Spriggart wound the bowstring under his chin and over his snout, effectively securing the gag and muzzling him.
Righto, vermin. Lead on. Slow and easy-like.
Using the trees as cover, they crept down the hillside toward the stream. A ruler drew the heavy pruning knife she had brought with her from Redwall, giving her loaded sling to Spriggart. Samkin gripped the unstrung bow, ready to use it as a stave. As they drew closer, the sounds of creatures talking grew louder, though what they were saying the friends could not tell. Spriggart hauled the rat from the cover of an elm trunk and did a short run forward, pushing him into the cover of a yew thicket. Peering between the pole-like branches, he caught sight of a group of creatures arguing heatedly in gruff bass voices. The hedgehog heaved a sigh of relief. Pushing the rat out in front of him, he called to Samkin and Arula.
It's all right, you two. No need to hide. The shrews.